Hello,
Love Talk Radio.
For joining us live today, wherever you are in the world. It may be in the morning, it may be in the afternoon, the evening, but let me tell you, God is still the same. He never changes. His love will never fail us. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin, and I have my co-host,
Sister Liba.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ. Don't forget to go to our website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There you can sign up for the college. You can see the ministry that the Lord is blessing us with. It's all for His glory and praise. Isn't that right, Sister?
Yes, yes.
And we're going to ask Sister Liba right now to just open in prayer. And we thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, blessings to everyone. First of all, I am very thankful to the Lord that He gave His chance so we can speak the true word of God to everyone. So I am going to pray. Father Lord, I come before you today, this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Thank you, Father God, for this beautiful time, for this divine connection and putting us together so we can get together and glorify your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, I am very thankful whatever you did for us today, Lord. I am praying the message that we are going to share with your peoples today. This message brings 100%. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worked in you both to will and do of His good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing.
Amen. All right. Well, this is such a beautiful, beautiful word in Philippians 2 and verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
Amen.
The name above every name. As I said, God's names are Jesus all combined together. And so as we get ready to just go on with our lesson, I wanted to have you now turn to Psalms 118, Psalms 118 and verse 1. Sister Liba, will you read that, please?
Yes. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Amen.
Amen. And what do we know about the word oh?
Oh, I mean when we get a surprise and we know about his glory, about his goodness, and we just say, oh, this is amazing. Oh, this is a wonderful. So look at here. This is the goodness of God. And when we look upon him and we say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. His endurance, his mercy, endurance forever.
Yes.
Amen.
You are good, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, just say that right now if you're listening. Oh, give
Jesus.
Thanks.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
and
God.
So in verse 5, I will read that. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. I called upon the Lord in a distress. Do you need the Lord today? We need him every second of the day. But right now, a special time. If you need the Lord, just Lord of Lords, the name above every name. Are you lonely? Are you depressed? Are you distressed? Are you anxious? Maybe you're sick. Call upon the Lord. Isn't that right, Liba?
Yes, just call upon the name of the Lord. If you seek right now, just say, oh, you are my healer. I called you, Lord. You are my healer. If you are lonely today, just call him. Oh, Jesus, I want to be your friend. Just call him. Oh, Jesus, you are my best friend. And he always stay with you forever because he never leave us alone in every situation. He is our comforter. If you're anxious right now, just call upon his name. Say, oh, Lord, you are my comforter.
Yes.
Give me your peace because
yes.
Jesus is the Prince of the Peace.
Oh,
and he will give you his
yes.
eternal peace.
Yes.
He will give you his eternal life, so you never get sick anymore because
yes.
he's our healer. He's our great physician.
Yes.
So just call upon his name. If you need anything today, just call his name, Jehovah Yireh. He will provide every that need that you need today because he's our provider yesterday, today, and forever. Amen, Sister
Amen.
Robin.
And it says that the Lord answered me. He will answer you. Just reach out to him. And he set us in a large place. God won't just bless you with just a little bit. He wants to bless you above and beyond all things. Isn't that right, Liba?
Yes. He will set you in a big place. This means this is the kingdom of God. And when you get over there, you get no sickness, no loneliness, you're no anxious. You just have an eternal life. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
And even now, he wants to bless your life and set you in a large place where no evil can come upon you as you call upon the name, as our beginning text is, as we offer up thanksgiving unto thee, O Lord, and we call upon the name of the Lord, he will answer. In verse 6, that says, can you read that?
Yes. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Amen. The Lord is on my side. So remember, when Lord is on your side, no fear in your heart. Because God is good all the time and he always with us. When you stand with God, No one can touch you. No things can harm you because the God is, he's the mighty Jehovah God. He always stands with you and he never leaves us alone in every situation.